What happens to inventory over time? Exhibit 6-4 shows the way inventory labels change as items age through the system. As inventory ages, the risk that it will lose its value increases. Exhibit 6-4. Inventory over time. Operating inventory includes cycle stock and safety stock. Cycle stock diminishes over the course of the cycle and then is replenished. Operating inventory unused by the end of the cycle becomes excess inventory, which is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. Any inventory in the system that exceeds the minimum amount necessary to achieve the desired throughput rate of the constraint or that exceeds the minimum amount necessary to achieve the desired due date performance. Total inventory equals productive inventory plus protective inventory plus excess inventory. Excess inventory is defined above from a theory of constraints perspective. From a master planning perspective, excess inventory is any inventory created in excess of the requirements within the demand time fence. Excess inventory may exist because orders were canceled or because of a management override, for example, anticipated increases in demand that did not occur. From a material requirements planning or distribution network perspective, excess inventory may be the result of lot size purchasing that exceeds operations capacity or distribution requirements. To draw down excess inventory, management may slow or divert production and/or direct sales to sell finished goods at a discount. The latter reduces profit. Excess components or raw materials may also be sold and may or may not recoup the initial investment represented by the purchase. All inventory that is carried has to be stored and secured, which creates inventory carrying costs that steadily reduce the value of inventory. As time passes, if the excess inventory is not used or sold, and if demand is not forecast, it becomes inactive inventory, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as 1. Stock designated as an excess of consumption within a defined period. 2. Stocks of items that have not been used for a defined period. Inactive inventory includes materials that were intended to be converted into finished goods that have not sold, and special inventory such as spare parts. From an accounting perspective, inventory is an asset, but inactive inventory that was intended for conversion or sale has very little chance of generating profit and continues accumulating costs. As an asset, therefore, these types of inactive inventory should be valued at zero, and the cost of this should be written off against current profits. For example, our fast fashion retailer is familiar with the effect of time on inventory. If inventory has not sold within 8 weeks of delivery at its stores, the discounts begin. At 12 weeks, the goods are sold to discount stores. Another category of inventory is distressed goods. Distressed goods are defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as products that are damaged or close to their expiration date and cannot be sold at full price. Examples are boxes that have been damaged in the warehouse or inactive inventories of processed foods nearing their sell-by dates. They may be heavily discounted or scrapped, leaving little or no profit margin. Inactive inventory may eventually become obsolete inventory, which the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines as follows. Inventory items that have met the obsolescence criteria established by the organization, such as inventory that has been superseded by a new model or otherwise made obsolescent. Obsolete inventory will never be used or sold at full value. Disposing of the inventory may reduce a company's profit. The organization loses a portion or all of the amount invested in the inventory. In addition, it may incur disposal fees. As a result, one of the key objectives of inventory management is to minimize the amount of inventory that becomes inactive or obsolete. Obsolete inventory includes product that must be disposed because it has exceeded its shelf life. Shelf life is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the amount of time an item may be held in inventory before it becomes unusable. Scrap is material outside of specifications and possessing characteristics that make rework impractical. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. Scrap may be an accepted part of an operation or may result from defective material or errors in processing. For example, a hole drilled in the wrong location. A shirt sewn with some pieces wrong side out. It can include finished goods that have been recalled, for example, tainted food, or damaged products that cannot be reworked and whose parts cannot be returned to inventory. Rework is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as reprocessing to salvage a defective item or part.